Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, I want to welcome y'all back to Surge Radio. I know it's been a minute. It's been a very long time, actually, because we got a lot of stuff we got to play catch up with. I can honestly say that, man, as far as everything that's been going on in the world with the new president and everything else, pending wars and stuff like that, you know, I'm not going to get into that because I think that was one of the main complaints about our previous season was that, you know, we got too political. So I'm going to touch on some of that stuff a little bit, but not a whole lot. Right now, we want to focus on the topic at hand, which is, you know, let's talk about the state of hip-hop right now. You know, where it is, how you feel, you know, how do you feel about these new artists that's coming out? How you feel about, you know, this the state of hip-hop as a whole? So make sure y'all give us a call, 646-564-9670. We have a special guest on today. He'll be on Amen Now, Perfect Eclipse. We're going to hit him with some of those questions as well. But like I said, it's just me today, your boy Lyricist. Spades is not available today, but we're going to have him on the next show. But, you know, I want to definitely get everything up to speed as fast as possible because I know we've been – you know, gone for about like a few months now. And, you know, we're dying to get back to what we know how to do best, and that's kick-ass on this radio station. So let's talk about the previous release of Kendrick Lamar's Damn album. I have to say that, you know, I'm not a huge Kendrick Lamar fan, but I am a fan of some of his music and, you know, and the things that he does. I think out of the new artists that's out now, Kendrick absolutely has my respect as far as what he brings to the table as an artist. You know, his creativity, you know, his delivery, and he makes hip-hop fun again. Hats off to this man because the Damn album is dope. You know, from track one all the way down to 14, I think it's dope. There's maybe one or two tracks on there a little bit skip worthy, but I'm that person that give music a chance. So maybe it was a something or a message in that track that was skip worthy that, you know, I just didn't, you know, gravitate to it to maybe like the third or fourth listen. But to have 98% of your album, you know, replay worthy is dope, especially in 2017. We don't get that a lot when it comes to hip-hop anymore. I heard snippets of Drake's, you know, More Life album, and the entire album to me is skip-worthy unless you in a Colombian club or some shit like that just dancing. You know, I'm not a huge Drake fan either. I think anybody that's listened to this show knows how I feel about Drake. So, but from a hip-hop standpoint, you know, actually from a commercial standpoint, Kendrick's album sold 603,000 copies the first week. Drake's album sold 505,000 copies in the first week. This is the first time Kendrick has outsold Drake. Also, you know, Kendrick's entire album is in the top 100, you know, of the Billboard charts. So that's not to be slept on either. I mean, this guy's album is huge for hip-hop right now. I mean, he's, you know, featured from one all the way down to maybe like 32 or 34 or something like that. But to have a hip-hop album, an entire album, feature in the top 100, I don't think we understand how big that is on a commercial level. So that's a nice little W for hip-hop. You know, Drake is in there too. You know, Drake gonna always be charting. You know, Big Sean gonna always be charting. But what Kendrick is doing right now is huge for hip hop, and that's from a commercial standpoint. Now, from a hip hop stance, album sales and charting doesn't mean anything. If you're here for the sales, that's not, I don't think that you're really hip hop like that. Hip hop is about the message, it's about the delivery, it's about what people get from your music. Not everybody's going to be a Tupac. Not everybody's going to be a Biggie or a Big L or Rakim. You know, not everybody has that hip hop core to them. But I think that when it comes to hip hop and we talk about hip hop, that's things that we have to remember. We can't call these new artists hip hop artists. They're not hip hop artists. They're barely rappers. A lot of these dudes, everything they do, you know, it's melodic, you know. They like to hum and, you know, and do crazy shit on beats that requires less thought as possible. Over time, you know, I'm learning to see that hip hop is moving away from the lyrical artist, but I still have to ask people to consider that, you know, if you move away from lyrical content, does that still make it hip hop? Where hip hop was born, where hip hop was originated, it was originated from lyrical content. So we got to be careful about what we are so quick to label hip hop. Because if it doesn't have a message, if it doesn't have what we're looking for as far as the overall content, I don't think it's hip hop. It can't be considered to be hip hop. You know, no knock on, you know, on the different types of artists that come out, but don't call yourself a hip hop artist if you lack lyrical content. And definitely don't call yourself a rapper if you're not rapping. If you're singing, you're a singer. If you're rapping, you're rapping. It's a difference between that and just, you know, making music. Not everybody's a hip-hop artist. Not everybody's a lyricist. Not everybody has lyrical content. So we're going to dive back into more of this hip-hop topic in a minute. My guest has just joined us right now. So, I want y'all to help me welcome Perfect Eclipse to Surge Radio. What's up, sir? What's going on with you?
Yo, what up, dog? Peace, bro.
Not much, man. You know, having this topic about, you know, the state of hip-hop, you know, where everybody, how I feel that people misclassify hip-hop, you know, that's in an era where it is, they got a beat and a couple of words behind it, everybody think it's hip hop.
Right.
And I know how strongly you feel about that, you know, that subject too, because, you know, you got a lot of these mumble rappers and somehow the world still want to label them hip hop artists. And in our eyes, they're not really hip hop artists.
Right.
You know, they're something else completely different.
Yeah.
But you know what? Before we dive into that, you know, we got to shine the spotlight on you, man. Tell everybody who you are, man.
I'm a Perfect Eclipse. You know, I used to be part of a crew called Rhyme Asylum in the Detroit, Michigan area. It was seven of us in the group, a big crew. So started off at, that was maybe about 2005 or 4 or something around there. And we lasted to about 2007, 2008. Then from there on, still doing different groups within the label that we started, like with my partner right now, working with Rhyme Clinic is the name of our group, and it's with Negative. He's also known as DJ Death Touch. But, I started rhyming probably when I was about 7 or 8, and I've been doing it since then, so just sticking with it. I think I met Sure J. I think I met lyricist around. It was at a show. I think the first show we did, it was in Ferndale somewhere.
Yeah, at the New Way Bar.
Yeah, New Way Bar. Yeah. So, yeah, that's all. I just, you know, just stay rhyming, stay consistent with it. So, something that I enjoy doing, so I stay with it.
Yeah, man, and that's the dope part about it, man. You know, being able to, you know, stay consistent. And people don't understand how consistency works. And I tell people that in this industry, it's levels to success. Not everybody's going
right.
to get to a Kendrick Lamar or a Drake's level of success. That's even with their level of success is different. Drake doesn't have Kendrick's level of success and vice versa. It's different levels
right.
of success when it comes to the industry. So I have to ask people, what do you consider to be success in this industry? I tell people right now, as lyricists, as, you know, Sir J, we can do independent tours locally or internationally or nationally. And, you know, being able to hit up 5-10 different venues on our own, you know, that is success for us without having to bring in
right.
a third party or somebody else to have to do the work for us. Right now, we do
right.
the work ourselves. You know,
right.
I consider that to be success because I don't have to split money with a third party.
Right.
You know, I still got my music on. You know, iTunes and stuff like that. But even without iTunes and stuff like that, as long as my music reach people, as long as I have the avenue to reach people, like right now with this radio show, you know, it gives us both a voice. People can hear you, people can hear me, and people don't
mm-hmm.
you know, understand that. People love podcasts. People love internet radio. People listen to this stuff.
Right.
You know, and the levels of success is different, you know, so I never base where I am on somebody else's success. I mean, just think about it. Tech N9ne made $1 million without being signed to a record label. Chance the Rapper made $1 million, his first $1 million, without being signed to a record label. And he's still moving without being signed to a record label. So people
right.
got to understand that. You got to understand how the industry works. You don't have to be the biggest celebrity to be successful. So, So tell everybody the origin of Perfect Eclipse. How did you come up with that name?
I had like a few names at first. I think my first rap name I came up with was like Flame or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think around high school was when I got the name Perfect Eclipse. It was Eclipse at first. Because I used to like, I mean, I still do, I like the sun a lot. So I sit in the sun a lot, things like that. And I don't know, I just had a little fascination with the sun. So I named myself Eclipse. It meant like, the battle part of it was that, you know, other rappers couldn't shine when I was around. But the whole meaning of it was like being one with the sun. People think like it mean like blocking out the sun, like darkness or something. But I was saying Eclipse like, being one with the sun and shining with the sun. And then my friend of mine, we had a rap group in high school. It was called Army of Nerds. It was the AON. And his name was Cell. And then I think he came up with the idea. He was like, I'm going to put Perfect in front of my name. So that's how he came up with it. I was like, all right, I'm going to put Perfect in front of mine too. Then it was Perfect Eclipse and Perfect Cell. You know what I'm saying? The name of our group was the Army of Nerds, but that's how I came up with that. That was when I was probably around 15 or 16. So I'm 32 now, so I've been Perfect Eclipse since then.
Oh, yeah. Well, man, it's like that, man. When you grow into your own, you know, you latch
right.
onto a name that fits the personality, you know, and people
right.
understand, you know. I think when it comes to rappers, that You may be your government name, but you also your stage name too. It could be one and the same, you know, or it could be different people. It can definitely be two different, you know, personalities at that point. Not that you got a personality
right.
disorder, but you know. It's just like,
right, you know, yeah, you do. You embody the name.
Exactly. It's like, you know, when you become Perfect Eclipse, like you said, in those rap battles, you're somebody different.
Right.
You know, you're not the same right. person you are on a daily basis when you clock in, when you clock out. You're not the same person, you know, because when you get behind that microphone, when you step into that battle scene, you're a completely different person at that time. So it's understandable.
Right.
So who are some of your influences in hip-hop?
Like through the years, it was different people. At first, like when I was a kid, like maybe like as far as I can remember back, like 3 or 4, it was like Kool Moe Dee and Run DMC and seeing little movies like Crush Groove and Beat Street and stuff like that. It was those rappers in the beginning, Big Daddy Kane, the ones that I remember, you know. Then like getting older, it was like Naughty by Nature, Tupac, Snoop, Too Short. Also when I was younger, it was like Dane the Dane, too, Slick Rick, like those type of people. But then like I said, like mid-90s, it was like Naughty by Nature, Tupac, Snoop, stuff like that. Then I say when I got into like middle school, it was like Wu-Tang, that was real big, Camp Low, groups like that. Then I say when I got to high school, it became like I only listened to like real lyrical like people, like Cannabis and Chino XL and Razz Cavs and Eminem. Like I only listened to stuff like that for maybe like 2 or 3 years out of my high school life. I bought albums on the side, you know, Jay-Z's and
right.
stuff like that, Ludacris and stuff like that was coming out when I was in high school. But the main thing I used to, I say to get my main influence to how my style is now was like in high school when I was listening to like the mix CDs, DJ Clue and Stretch Armstrong, Funkmaster Flex. It was, you know what I'm saying? They was dropping like mix CDs or whatever where they really had like
DJ
mix CDs where it might, where it might be just somebody just straight rapping, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't all songs or stuff. But yeah, that's where my real major influence for my style as of now came to, like between like Cannabis, DMX, Chino XL, and people like that, KRS. And that's how I got to the point where I am now.
Yeah, man, that's a nice little melting pot of talent there, man. All right, so we're going to get into your first track here. The first track is called Howard, right?
It's How Our Worlds Are Recreated Daily.
Dope. All right, so let's go ahead and get into that track. Go ahead and introduce it to everybody.
All right, this is How Our Worlds Are Recreated Daily. It's produced by my man, Illuminati G, with Cloud Catchers, a production team from the east side of Detroit. This song is just about, I guess you'll hear what it's about, but this is mainly the purpose of it was to elevate and keep going. So there you go.
You gotta leave part of yourself behind. The part that's scared, the part that cries life ain't fair. It's right in your face. You try to escape it. You have a fear of failure and a fear that you make it. You're your own worst enemy. The doubt you have mentally is only helping to perpetuate your life's misery. You can spend a long journey searching for yourself or find what you're looking for by taking the proper steps. Let bad habits die off. You know what they are. The ones that go against what you're trying to get done. Bad thoughts are the worst, causing progress in reverse. Can't wait for things to happen. You gotta put in work. Stop saying what you would have did and start doing it. Reminiscing on bad situations is foolishness. This is soul reaching, truth speaking from the truth seeker. Why are you holding on to it if you don't need it?
What's that?
know it's a painful fact. You gotta leave behind family and friends that are holding you back. Afraid that you'll change into something that they're not. So they put their fears on you to keep you in the same spot. Instead of build, they think of possibilities to stop you. Their own self-worth isn't profitable. Success is optional. It's up to you to choose in the groove. By making better moves, you improve. Some people around you are bad news. But what's thought to be permanent can be removed like tattoos. You'll succeed much quicker when they're no longer near you. Their thoughts are like static, interfering with your vision. You need more push, not added resistance. Someone to help you start, not stop you from finishing. The ones that hold you back and stop you from achieving. Once you let them go, you'll realize you don't need them.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Surge Radio. We are on air with Perfect Eclipse, man. Dope little song you got there, homie.
No, thanks, bro. Thanks.
All right, man. So briefly, tell me how do you feel about the state of hip hop right now as an artist?
I mean, I feel it's in a good state as far as, you know, what me and my crew is doing and stuff like that. So. And I mean, what I call hip hop is, like you said, some people call other stuff hip hop. So what I call hip hop is doing good. I don't really include the other stuff that's, I mean, they don't even call it hip hop. They call it like trap music or snap music or hyphy. You know what I'm saying? They call it other different genres. So as far as hip hop goes, yeah, it's looking real good. It's a reemergence of, you know, more people that enjoy hip hop and doing the craft of it are being seen more. You know, I think it was at a point where a lot of people just wasn't doing it. They just, I don't know, they felt some way about it where they just didn't want to do it anymore. But I think that what it is they getting back to doing it and they being seen doing this. So I think it's great though.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. For a second there, we lost you in the beginning of what you were saying there, but I think you recapped it pretty good along towards the end. But yeah, you know, I think that, you know, even as I get older, man, I'll be 31 this year. You know, I tell people that, you know, the hip hop is starting to become what you make it. You know, not everybody was the same, you know, when we was growing up. Where it is, I mean, we was used to the NWAs and stuff like that. And when MC Hammer came along, everybody kind of looked at him sideways, you know, because, you know, he was rapping and dancing, you know, so he kind of created that fad. Like, where it is, we was used to the super aggressive, you know, style of Kumo D. Then came along, you know, Big Daddy Kane. And then, you know, he had kind of had like the smooth delivery, kind of like rap and made music for the ladies. No difference than like Cannabis and LL Cool J. You know, their time.
Yeah, it's just the way you do it, though.
It's just the way you do it. So it's like I think that the state of hip hop is starting to become better. It's not as bad as what it used to be. I mean, we had a nice little period where there's no good music was being made. No, the only thing that you was hearing was stuff that you would dance to in the club. I understand that's where the money at. I get it.
Yeah.
But also, it doesn't hurt to have a little content. Or do people only want to get their content from, you know, the news? You feel me?
Right.
So, yeah. You know, you can't rely on stuff like that. I see we got another track here from you. It's called Self-Perfection. So tell us about this track, and then we're going to get into it.
This is self-perfection. It's just about perfecting yourself and perfecting your thoughts and perfect really meaning completely, you know, to do something. So that's what the meaning of the self-perfection is, to do something, you know, do something to change yourself, do something to better yourself. And that's, both of these tracks is off the Self-Perfection Project, which will be out, I'm dropping on my birthday, which is June 22nd. So this is the track right here, Self-Perfection. I got the Self-Perfection Project that's coming out June 22nd. I got the demos that I'm selling now for the 10, and then you'll get the actual album for free. I got my group, Rhyme Clinic. You can see us on Facebook under RC Move. That's the name we under. Or you can also type in Rhyme Clinic in the search. It should pop up. We got a video called Boom Bap Shit. We got a triple album coming out, Lyrical Fearical, the Golden Era Revival. I got my organization is I Care, so I got my shirts online too. If you get me on Instagram, Perfect Eclipse. I think it's Perfect_Eclipse on Instagram. And then on the Facebook, it's Mikael P. Clips Mitchell. And on the Reverb Nation, it's Perfect Eclipse. But y'all can get at me for the shirts. Check them out for the, any projects, any booking, any information you need. Just go to one of those sources. And you can email me at whosreflection@gmail.com. That's a WHOZ reflection at gmail.com. And that's how you can get at me and get a shout out to, like I said, DJ Death Touch and my crew. Give a shout out to Lyricist. Give a shout out to my man Detroit Mixo, Sacramento Knox. Give a shout out to all the DJs around us doing their thing. DJ Lowe's just had a birthday party. All the Detroit MCs, Super MC, Fat Ray, Fat Cat, Guilty Simpson, DJ Daddy Riff, DJ Dez, Valid, just everybody, all the Detroit MCs, give a shout out to. So.
All right, man, that's what's up, homie. Well, thanks for joining us, bro. You have a good day. Until next time, homie. All right, y'all. I want to thank y'all for joining us today. The next episode will be up this week, so y'all make sure y'all check it out. So y'all can even check out the Surge Radio podcast, or you can check out the live interviews that we do as well at surjaymusicgroup.com. That's SurjayMusicGroup.com. And, you know, y'all can listen to this episode as many times as you want. This is the website. All right, y'all.